This is The Pulse. I'm Megan Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It's travel season now. It's a great time of year to be out and about exploring the world. And we wanted to explore some of the science behind the travel snafus that tend to happen to all of us. Here to help us out is our reporter, Alana Gordon. Hi, Alana.
Hey, Megan.
So I said travel and you said
puking.
That doesn't surprise me too much. Why?
Well, besides that not surprising you too much, when you think about driving or being in a car, being on a plane, traveling, lots of us get motion sick, get car sick, and might toss our cookies, basically. And so it turns out that there's some mystery to this, even though it seems like a common, simple thing that happens. So I've talked to a lot of people who can relate to this motion sickness kind of scenario. People like Lori Mazur and her 2-year-old daughter, Anya. They don't really look forward to these summer car rides.
So when you ride in the car, what happens sometimes, Anya?
I throw up.
Mm-hmm.
During a 5-hour trip about a month ago, Mikan, Anya's older brother, Dermot, recalls how she puked twice within the first 10 minutes of hitting the road.
Oh, yeah. She threw up on the bridge the first time.
Where did you throw up?
In my car seat and on my blankie.
Oh, so what did they do?
Well, thankfully, traffic was light, so they pulled over, cleaned up, but...
On the drive home, you threw up again, right, in Connecticut?
Uh-huh.
It was all made up of fruit, right?
Fruit.
So it was bright pink because it had lots of blueberries in it.
Alana.
You're welcome.
So what did you find out about why this happens?
It's pretty interesting because actually what exactly causes people to get car sick has been the subject of some debate. And actually there's a prevailing theory, which is that
when people are getting either too much motion or else they're getting motion that conflicts with another sense that's telling them how fast they're moving.
This is Dr. Timothy Hain. He's a neurologist in Chicago who specializes in dizziness and balance. He says most people, when put through enough motion,
such as in life rafts and rough seas, will vomit.
Yep, they'll puke. But he says the main thing that makes some of us puke is when there's a conflict between movement and one of our senses. So like when you're in the backseat of a car looking at your cell phone, he says your inner ear, this is the part of your body that helps regulate balance, is registering that you're moving.
Which is telling you that you're bouncing up and down in the car.
But your eyes, which are in the car, maybe locked on that cell phone, send signals that everything is still.
So there's a sensory conflict between the eye and the ear.
Expectations don't match, making you nauseous. Another example, way, way above the car.
At the present time, the Astro van has passed the...
is in outer space.
And is now...
Lots of astronauts get sick. Even the best of them, like Chris Hadfield.
When we first get to space, we feel sick. Your body's really confused.
These people who are so great on the ground and very great with flying jet airplanes, when they're up in outer space, they have a new sensory situation in that the parts of their ear that sense gravity are now totally irrelevant because there's no longer any gravity to sense.
They can't tell which way is down.
So this causes a horrible sensory conflict.
So let's say you're about to throw up in space. Quick, you get your barf bag open.
But coming back down to all of us on Earth, who gets sick varies. We do know that people whose inner ear is totally damaged are immune to motion sickness. Then again, kids and women appear to be more prone to it. Same for people who get migraines. But this is where things get complicated. Because there's a lot at play. Externally, you have differing movements and stimulus. And then internally, there's variation in how your muscles react, how your brain and that inner ear adjusts to what's going on. So all of this means it's been hard for scientists to parse out any single cause or combination. And they have been studying it in real life, in virtual reality labs. NASA even has what's come to be known as the vomit comet to research this. These are planes that can create weightless environments. This layer of mystery means scientists really don't know why some people recover more rapidly than others, and why some people never adjust. Tom Stoffregen is another scientist who's been trying to figure this out.
Yeah, but we move all the time and we don't feel sick. The $64,000 question is what causes it?
He's a professor of kinesiology at the University of Minnesota.
Why would a conflict between what you expect and what you experience make you feel nauseous? Nobody really has the slightest idea why the symptoms are what they are.
Stoffregen doesn't buy the widely accepted sensory conflict theory when your senses and what's going on don't match up. He's in the minority, but he thinks the main factor has to do with physical movement. He's interested in the differences in the subtle ways our bodies sway when we're still and in control versus when we're thrown around on a bumpy bus. Or
You get on a ship, the ship moves around in ways that you cannot control or predict, okay? And you're walking around, you're doing whatever you're doing. So your foot is going to hit the deck in ways that you didn't expect.
He thinks on board, the body loses its ability to maintain its natural posture and then struggles to compensate. Why that leads to barfing still stumps him. But either way, Mikan, if all of this is starting to make you a little dizzy, Stoffregen and others do agree there are some things people can do to avoid getting sick.
Such as?
Well, first, get behind the wheel.
The best way to prevent getting car sick is to drive. No, seriously.
The driver doesn't seem to get sick. Same goes for pilots. He thinks that's because the driver is in control. He or she can anticipate what's coming and more easily stabilize the body.
But thinking about the little girl, the fruit-puking little girl,
how is that
going to help her?
I know, that advice really won't help little two-year-old Anya. Or let's say you're a passenger on a bus.
Being in the front seat is better than being in the back seat. And the big thing that anybody of any age can do is keep your gaze outside the car.
So focus on objects that are far away. And then getting back on that ship, Stoffregen reminds us of this centuries-old technique.
For thousands of years, mariners have said to novice passengers, if you're worried about feeling sick or if you begin to feel a little bit woozy, go up on deck and look at the horizon.
But whatever you do, he and others say, don't read. And don't even think about looking at electronics. Perhaps another reason to think twice about opening up that Pokemon Go? All of this is encouraging advice for Anya's mom.
What is she going to do?
Well, she has an anti-puke plan for their next trip.
We probably play a lot more I Spy with Anya to get her focused. And she's not doing screens anymore in the back seat, which is, as anyone knows, traveling with kids for 5 hours, probably a curse for all of us.
It sure is. I play a lot of I Spy, and it is wildly entertaining, as you can imagine.
Woo.
Thank you, Alana.
But wait, one more thing?
Sure.
So, being sick on the road can be kind of traumatic at the time, but lots of people had stories that they were really eager to share, so I thought we'd take a listen.
Go for it.
Just so you know, I didn't actually throw up. My name is Brian Thompson. I live in Salina, Kansas. I grew up in a little town called Buckland, Kansas, in the southwestern part of the state. When I was, 5 or 6 years old, we'd get in the car, drive for half an hour or so, and I'd say, Dad, pull over! And then I'd get out and, you know, bend over and kind of heave a few times, and nothing would come out. Finally, after this went on for a while, they took me to the doctor, and the doctor started examining me, and all of a sudden he says, get him in the car and get him up to the hospital. In a matter of minutes, I was being prepped for an appendectomy. I never really had much problem with car sickness after that.
My name is Kyle Kavecki. I'm calling from Boston. I went on a flight with my family from Boston to California and had a smoothie in the airport. It was delicious. And on the flight, just ended up, I think it was probably 3 bags worth, just puking and losing everything that was within my stomach.
I'm Malia Brooker. I'm calling from Miami, Florida, and I grew up in rural southern Indiana. I have a memory as a kid of thinking that I was nauseous, that I had, you know, stomach problems because of All Things Considered. We listened to it in the car, you know, when that theme song came on. You know, my stomach would cramp up. I would feel like something was wrong. I would try to tell my parents to turn it off. It's making me sick. But, of course, it was not All Things Considered. It was the 30-minute windy drive through rural Indiana to our homes.